Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Tes, four lines on the bottom of Daf Ayin Chesam Abayis, at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah now brings seven cases in which a person that kills someone will be Patar, and the first three cases are Niskaven Laragas Behema, Vaharagas Adam, Laibikichavim, Vaharagas Israel, Lunafala, Vaharagas Ben Kayama Patar, that if Reuven either had intent to kill an animal and instead he killed the Israel, or he had intent to kill a Goy and instead he killed the Israel, or he had intent to kill a premature, non-viable baby, and instead he killed a Bakayama, then in all cases he would be Potter. Rashi explains how he made Adam Eitzel Behema, and Vidiskavin Larig Behema Vaharig Adam Potter, Mishum Dechi Asru Behasra Safiku, as even if Edom will give Reuven Hasra and say that you should know that if you're going to throw that stone, and instead of hitting an animal, you may hit a person, and if you kill that person, you will be Chayim Misa, and even if Reuven responds to his states, Yoidean Ishu Ben Bris, Val Manas Kinani Isa, that I know that it is Yisrael standing next to the animal, and even so, I'm throwing this stone, and I understand that if I will kill him, that I'll be Chayim Misa, that even so, Reuven will be Potter, and will not be Chayim Misa Bidei Adam, as this is one of the categories of Asra Safik, and as Rashi states, the Shem Lo Yagenu, as certainly there was always a possibility that Reuven would actually hit the animal, and would not hit this person, and therefore it's considered Asra Safik, and Ayin Yad Ramad, that is bothered, that L'chari, this doesn't seem to be the Pshat in our Mishnah, as from our Mishnah, it seems to be that there's a chesaron in kavana, and as the Mishnah states, the skaven laragas behema v'haragas ha'adam. And he also points out that in Masechtas Makos we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. If asura sofik shmo asura or lav shmo asura, and since Rabbi Yechon holds that asura sofik shmo asura, then how will he explain our Mishnah? And Ayin in Teres Yisrael that brings various categories of asura sofik, and he states that the machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish does not apply in our case of asura sofik Ayin Sham. However, based on these questions, the Yad Ramah states that it's mistavra, that the Pshat in our Mishnah is, that since he is actually being miskaven to kill an animal, therefore this case is similar to a case of Shegeg, and therefore Reuven is Potter. And as the Yad Ramah states, Kivin le-mechaven le-mikle la-adam, al-kocha k'shegudami, disavar le-katilin le. And also Ayin Rashi, at the bottom of the Amid, al-nfalon le-mechayiv, d'chamay d'katil dami, and if someone kills a premature baby that is not a viable baby, they will be potter from Misa. And the Mishnah now continues with its fourth case. Niskaven ha'kos al masnav v'lo yehoye b'kedei la'misa al masnav v'hochel al'libay v'hoye b'kedei la'misa al'libay u'meis potter. That if Reuven had kavana to hit Shimon, however his kavana was, to hit him on his thigh, but he wasn't hitting him with enough strength to cause him to die, and instead of hitting him on his thigh, he hit him on his heart, and since the area near a person's heart is more sensitive, therefore that same force had enough power and enough force to kill a normal person, and Lemaisa Shimon died, but even so, Reuven will be Patar. Once again, according to Rashi, this will be based on Asra Safik, and according to Yad Ramah, this would be similar to a case of Shoigeg. And the Mishnah continues with a fifth case, Niskaven Lakosi Alibai, Vahoyabok de Lahamas Alibai, that if Reuven either struck Shimon, or he threw a rock or stone at Shimon, and he tried to hit Shimon's heart, and the force of the stone or the force of his blow would have had enough strength and enough power to kill Shimon. And we continue on Daf Ayin Tesim Aleph, V'hochel al masnav v'loy hoye b'kedei l'homis al masnav u'meis patar. So if ultimately Reuven hit Shimon on his thigh, and the force of this blow would not really have the power to kill a regular person, but ultimately Shimon died, then in this case Reuven would be patar as well. And Ayin Rashi at the top of Amid, V'hoye b'kedei l'homis aliboy ha'evin azois im taka lev v'uyo l'harig av la'al misnaim im b'kedei l'homis. In this case, Reuven would be Potter, the Tati Be'inon, she miskaven l'makas Misa, that number one, he had that kavana, they wanted to hit Shimon with such force that he would be able to kill Shimon, and number two, v'shiakenu makas Misa, and ultimately he should hit him with a force that could kill Shimon. And once again, Rashi explained this based on the concept of Asura Safik, as the Imle niskaven l'makas Misa, so Asura Safik he, the Hisubai Altizraik, the Shema Telech Alibai, and ultimately, even though Reuven killed Shimon, but l'maisa, the stone actually hit him on his thigh, and generally someone wouldn't die from that type of mamaka. And the Mishnah continues with the sixth case where Reuven would be Potter, as the Skavon Hakas is a Gadol, Vloy Hoye Bokadei Lahomis is a Gadol, Vahochel Al Kotten, Vahoye Bokadei Lahomis is a Kotten Vameis. So the Mishnah teaches us that Reuven would be Potter, and the Mishnah teaches us that if Reuven intended to throw a stone at a Gadol, and Lemaisa, if it would have hit the Gadol would not have died, as it didn't have enough power to kill a larger person, but ultimately the stone hit hit a katan, and the stone had enough power to kill the katan, and it killed the katan. So l'maisa Reuven will be patur, as he never intended to kill anyone, as his original intent was only to hurt a gadol. And once again, l'fi Rashi, even if the Edim would have given an asra to Reuven, and he would have said, "I'm an askin ani noisa," that if I hit a katan and it kills him, that I understand I'll be chay misa. But ultimately, that's an asra suffik, as we explained. And the Mishnah now brings the seventh case where Reuven kills Shimon, and even so, Reuven will be patur, as the skaven l'hakis zakatan v'hoyibok kedei l'habim zakatan. That if Reuven originally intended to throw the stone at a katan and it had enough power to kill a katan, v'hochel al gadol v'loy hoyibok kedei l'habim zakatan. But l'maisa, this stone went and hit a gadol. Generally, the force of this stone would not kill a typical gadol, but umeis. And in this case, Shimon actually died. Then patur. Then Reuven will still be patur. And once again, Rashi will explain that this is based on Hasra Safik, and the Mishnah now continues and brings two additional scenarios where Reuven would be chayiv for killing Shimon. And number one, Aval niskava l'hakus al masnav v'hoyibok dei l'hamis al masnav v'hochlo alibay umeis chayiv, that if Reuven intended to throw a stone on the thigh of Shimon, and the force of the blow would have even had enough power to kill Shimon, even though it only hit him on his thigh, and ultimately the stone actually hit Shimon on his heart, certainly it had enough power to kill Shimon, and l'maisa Shimon died, then certainly Reuven will be chayiv, as l'maisa Reuven was miskavin l'makas misa, and l'maisa he struck Shimon with a makas misa as well. And number two, niskavin l'hakas ha'gadol v'hoyibok kedei l'homis as ha'gadol v'hochla l'kotin umeis chayiv, that Reuven intended to hit a gadol, and the power and the force of the stone would have killed the gadol. So even though this stone did not hit the gadol, and instead it hit a katan, and certainly the rock had enough power to kill a katan, and l'maisa the katan died, then certainly Reuven will be chayiv. And the Mishnah ends off, Rav Shimon Oimer, afilu niskaven l'aragazer v'harakazer pata, that even if Reuven intended to hit Shimon and to kill Shimon, and instead he hit Levi and killed Levi, then Reuven would be patur. And clearly Rav Shimon is coming to argue on the Tanakhama, and the Gemara will discuss on exactly which part of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon referencing, and Rav Shimon is arguing on the Tanakhama, and the Gemara will now begin. And let's keep in mind that even though the Gemara is going to ask a question as to what Rav Shimon is referring to, but ultimately there will be no nafkamina as to how we learn our Mishnah. And really, this is just a technical question as to how to understand the words of Rav Shimon, and on what part of the Tanakhama did Rav Shimon have to point out that afilu niskaven l'aragazer v'haragazer, that Reuven would be patur. And the Gemara begins, Rav Shimon aheya, on which part of our Mishnah did Rav Shimon state his din? And the Gemara continues, ilei ma'asefa, as if you're going to say that Rav Shimon is actually going back to the last case of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated that Tanakhama hold, and skaven l'hakas zagadol, v'hoyibok kedei l'hamis zagadol, v'hochlo alakotun v'meis chayiv, and therefore it's muchach that the Tanakhama holds, niskaven l'aragazer v'haragazer is chayiv. And Rav Shimon is coming to argue on that point of the Tanakhama, then Rav Shimon poitum b'ilei, then all that Rav Shimon should have stated is Rav Shimon poita, then in that case Rav Shimon says it's potter, as l'maisa he holds the skaven l'haragazer, but haragazer is always potter. And by the fact that the Mishnah brought down the shita of Rav Shimon, as Rav Shimon ima afilu niskaven l'haragazer, but haragazer potter, so clearly Rav Shimon is not going back on the previous case. And as Rashi states, Rav Shimon poitum b'ilei, to habahed yakam lo tanakama, and v'lom leila Rav Shimon l'mahade purusha, and Rashi points out that the Gemara is really asking a second question, umay afilu, that the Loshon afilu is mashma, that Rav Shimon is being meisif on the words of the Tanakhama, and l'maisa Rav Shimon is coming to be chaylik on the Tanakhama, and he shouldn't have used the term afilu, and therefore the Gemara explains, ela resha, that Rav Shimon is actually going back to the first three cases of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated, niskaven l'aragas abahima v'haragas ha'adam, like v'kichav v'haragas Yisrael, l'nefol v'haragas ben kayam apata. From this din of the Tanakhama, we could be medayik, haniskaven l'aragazer v'haragazer chayiv, that the Tanakhama would hold, that if Reuven actually intended to kill a Yisrael and to kill a Bar Kayama, and instead of killing Shimon, he actually killed Levi, who was also a Bar Kayama and a Yisrael, and Reuven would be chayiv. And on that, Rav Shimon Oimer, afilu niskaven l'aragazer v'haragazer pata, that although I agree with the Tanakhama, that if Reuven is niskaven l'aragazer behemah v'haragazer adam, or l'oivik kicham v'haragazer Yisrael, or l'nefalam v'haragazer ben Kayama, that Reuven would be pata. However, I extend that in, and even in a case where Reuven was miskaven to kill a Ben Yisrael and to kill a Bar Kayama, and instead of killing Shimon, he killed Levi, that Reuven would still be potter. And of course, in regard to that point, Rav Shimon is chilek on the Tanakhama, And since Lemaisa Tanakama didn't speak about the din of Niskavin Lahar Gazeh Vahar Gazeh, and we only see this based on a diuk, therefore Rav Shimon had to state, I feel Niskavin Lahar Gazeh Vahar Gazeh Pata, in order to explain what he's referring to. And I am Rashi, who is bothered that although it's true that since the Mishnah did not just state Rav Shimon Paita, therefore it's Muchach that Rav Shimon must be going back all the way on the Resha, and he's not referring to the last case of our Mishnah, but Rashi is bothered that why didn't the Mishnah just state Rav Shimon Paita, and ultimately we would know that Rav Shimon is being chilek on the Chachamim and on the last case of the Mishnah, while the Tanakhama holds that Niskavin Lahar Gazeh Vahar Gazeh is Pata, but Rav Shimon holds that you're Pata, and L'chayr is no nafkamina as to which case Rav Shimon is actually teaching his din. And Rashi explains behind the Shavuk Rav Shimon L'Seifa Behedya U'mahad Aduk Yudereisha, and the reason why Rav Shimon is actually going back on the first case of the Mishnah, as if the Mishnah would have just ended off Rav Shimon Paita, then we could think that not only is Rav Shimon being chilk on the Tanakama on the previous case of the Skavin Lahakas Sagodol, Behol Chalal Akotan Umeis Chayiv, and Rav Shimon's arguing on that case, but maybe Rav Shimon would even be arguing on the prior case with the Skavin Lahakas Al Masnav, Behoye Bokade Lahamas Al Masnav, Behol Chalal Liba Umeis, and although the Tanakama stated that Reuven would be Chayiv, that Rav Shimon would be chilk and would hold that Reuven would be Potter, and certainly that's not the case, and certainly Rav Shimon is Umeida to the Tanakama, then that scenario, certainly Reuven would be chayiv, as ultimately Reuven was miskaved to kill Shimon, and he ultimately killed Shimon, and therefore certainly Reuven is chayiv. And Lemaisa, although Rashi just explained as to why the Mishnah did not just want to state Rav Shimon Paita, and instead we use the long lashon Rav Shimon Aima, feeling miskaved la'ar gazev har gazev pata, and it's going back on the first three cases of our Mishnah. However, the Yad Ramah is still bothered that why would the Mishnah not have put this lashon of Rav Shimon right after the first three cases of our Mishnah, and the Mishnah should have stated Niskavin Lahargus Abhim of Hargus Adam, like Vikram of Hargus Israel, then follow Vahargus Ben Kayama Pata, and then the Mishnah should have stated Rav Shimon Ima, Filin Niskavin Lahargus of Hargus Pata, and the Yad Ramah states Vidinhu, the Havale Lafluga elaboration of Masisin Altar. However, the Yad Ramah explains that this is the Derech of the Gemara, that not really the Tanakhama, the Messiah Mel Milsei, Vahodim Miflugalao, Ayin Sham, and the Gemara continues and discusses the Shita of Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon stated, Afilin Niskavin Lahargus of Hargus Pata, and the Gemara states Pshita that Lefi Rav Shimon it would be Pashut Kai Reuven v'Shimon, if Reuven and Shimon are both standing for Omar, and the killer specifies Anol Reuven Kamechavna L'Shimon Le Kamechavna, I only have intent to kill Reuven, I do not have intent to kill Shimon. So Haidu Pluktayu, so certainly that's the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon. The Tanakam holds that since the Ritzach had Kavana to kill a person, and this person is a Bakayama and is a Bar Yisrael, then certainly, even if he kills someone else that's a Bar Yisrael and a Bar Kayama, that the Ritzach would still be Chayim Misa. As Lemaisa, the Ritzach was given Asra, that you should know that if you kill someone, you will be Chayim Sayif. However, Rav Shimon holds that that's not valid. The only way that someone would be Chayim for killing someone is only if he intended for that specific person, and he actually killed that specific person. However, the Gemara now is, Omer L'chad Menayu Mai, that let's say the Ritzach says that I had intent to kill either Reuven or Shimon, I didn't care who I would kill, so would Rav Shimon also say that the Ritzach is Pata, or would we say that Lemaisi had Kavana to kill either of these people, and therefore he should be Chayim Misa, Inami, or in a case, Kasav Reuven V'nimtza Shimon Mai, if the Ritzach's original intent was to kill a specific person and a specific body that was standing near him, and he thought that that was Reuven, but ultimately it turned out to be Shimon, so would Rav Shimon also say that this is a Chesaron in his Kavana? This would be similar to a case of Niskavin Lahar Gazeh V'Har Gazeh, and the Ritzach would be Pata. And as Rashi states, Inami Niskavin Lahakas Aguf Hazeh Av Kasavahu Shuruven V'Nimsa Shimon Mi Amrin and Kibin Lahai Guf Niskavin Miskavin Uloi Oidilmo Kibin Lahai Gavr Uloi Chavin Pata Le Rav Shimon. The Gemara continues and will bring a Raya, and in both cases Rav Shimon would say that this Ritzach would be Pata. As the Tani we learned to the Braisa, Rav Shimon Oimeh Ad Shiyemeh Leplein Yanei Miskavin, Rav Shimon says that the only way that Ritzach will be Chai Misa is only if he specified that I specifically want to kill this particular person, and as Rashi states, and ultimately he killed that person, and in the case where he said I want to kill one of them, then he wasn't miyached a specific person, then ultimately it's not the person that he thought that he was killing, and therefore in either case he would be putter. And the Gemara now continues and will bring the makar for Rav Shimon Shita, as the Gemara asks, my time with Rav Shimon, that what is pshat that Rav Shimon holds that a ritzeich is not chayiv until he states that he's intending to kill a specific person. And the Gemara explains, as Amakra, as the pasuk in Pasha Shoftim states, v'chiyish sayni l're'eo v'arv lei v'kamala v'ko nafash v'meis v'nasal achas harim ha'el. And the pasuk could have just stated, v'chiyish sayni l're'eo v'kamala, and the pasuk didn't have to say v'arv lei, that he ambushed him. And since it's an extra pasuk, therefore we learn out, achis gavin lei, that the only time he'll be chayiv is only if he has intent to kill this specific person. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanon, and what did Rabbanon do with his extra words of arv lei? And Amri de Beir Abyanai, that they taught in the Yeshiva Abyanai, Prat Lazarik, Evan Lagoy, that this pasuk comes to teach us, although the Rabbanon hold that if two Jews are standing together and the Ritzeach throws a stone and he had Kavona to kill Ruvain and ultimately kill Shimon, that the Ritzeach will still be Chayiv. However, if you have a bunch of Jews and a bunch of Goyim that are standing together, then if Ruvain threw a stone into this crowd and ultimately he killed a Jew, that Ruvain will be Potter. The Gemara now explains, Hechidami, that in what case would Rabbanon require a limud in order to teach us that if Reuven throws a stone into a crowd that consists of Jews and Kutim, that Reuven would be pata? As e limud ikotisha Kutim ve'echad Yisrael b'nein, as if you're going to say it's talking about a scenario where there were nine goyim that were standing in an area and there was only one Jew, teipaglei deruba kutinu, why would Rabbanon need this limud of prat lazerik evan lagoy if l'chay would be pashit as ruba kutinu, and therefore certainly the reitzeach would be pata? And there's no requirement for any pasuk to teach us this din. The Gemara continues, Inami palgo palgo, and even if there will be five kutim and five yisraelim, and it's 50-50, safik nefashis lahakel, we would still have a klal of safik nefashis lahakel based on the pasuk of Vitzilu Eida, and the Ritzeh Kutaino, the kutim kamiskavna, and therefore there would be no need for a pasuk to teach us that the Ritzeh is pater. And finally, the Gemara tells us, Leitzricha de ikotish yisrael v'kuti echabeinim, that the chiddush of the Rabbanon is that in the case where Reuven throws a stone into a crowd where there were nine Yisraelim and only one Kuti, and generally we would say that she would hold Chalach HaRoiv, and therefore the Ritzeach should be Chayiv, but the Havale Kuti Kavua, the Chol Kavua, Kemechzal Mechzadami, but from these extra words, the Torah is Mechadish to us the concept of Chol Kavua, Kemechzal Mechza, and therefore this would be similar to the prior case of Palgo Palgo, and we would say Safik Nefashas Lachel, and therefore the Ritzeach would be Potter, in three lines before the wide lines of Rashi states, "Umehacha nafgalon b'chol duchde d'chol kavua k'mechzal mechzadami." Rashi continues, "V'chol lekalam meiluf minei k'rubadami," that you can't learn from here that when there's a situation of kavua, then we would look at it as if there's roiv yisrael. "D'amehechu teisalon d'umahay depatulei lahay mishum de'safet nefash lakel v'loy mishum de'chashvim le'k'ruba aval mechzal mechzay yafim minei di'lav k'mechzal mechzadami loy havalei safet nefash lakel v'amay pata harubad yisrael nenuv rabban islu neskavel zev." And the Gemara now continues, Bishlem Rabbanon, the Amri Niskavan Lar Gezev, Har Gezechayev, that Bishlem according to Rabbanon, who hold that Reuven is Niskavan to kill Shimon, and instead of killing Shimon, he kills Levi, that Reuven will be Chayev, the Chsiv. So we see this Mefurish in the Pasuk, as in Pashat Mishpatim, the Torah states, V'chi Yinotu Anashim, that if Reuven and Shimon are fighting, V'nokfu Isha Harav, V'yotzi Ladel, V'loyi Yasa, in Oni Yashi Anish, Kashi Yasala, Bala Isha, V'nasum Beflilim. And if instead of Reuven hitting Shimon, he hits Rachel and she loses a child, but she doesn't die, then Reuven is chayiv to pay for damages. However, next pasuk states, Vim Asinia, however, if Reuven actually kills Rachel, V'nesatan Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, then we will kill Reuven. And therefore we see that even though originally Reuven was miskaven to kill Shimon, but ultimately he killed Rachel, that Reuven is still chayiv Misa. And therefore we see, exactly like the Rabbanan stated, that Niskaven Lar Gezev, Har Gezev is chayiv. And as the Gemara continues, V'amar Beleza, B'matzah Shevimisa Akasu B'daber, that the Pesukim is talking about a scenario where Reuven intended to kill Shimon, and he was using lethal force, as the Chsiv im Asin Yir, V'nesata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, as since the Pasuk continues and states, that if ultimately Reuven killed Rachel, then Reuven will be Chai Misa, so it must be that originally he intended to kill Shimon, as if Reuven never intended to kill anyone, and he was just fighting with Shimon, and by mistake he killed Rachel, then that would be a Shoigig, and why would Reuven be Chai Misa? However, the Gemara continues and is El Rab Shimon, Hai v'nesatan nefesh tachas nefesh, my obelay. What would Rab Shimon do with the pasuk of v'nesatan nefesh tachas nefesh? If Lemaisa Rab Shimon would hold that if Reuven actually kills Rachel, that Reuven would not be Chayim Misa, as that best, this is the case of Niskavin Laragazeh, Baharagazeh, and Rav Shimon holds that Reuven will be Pater. The Gemara explains, Mamun, that Rav Shimon would explain that when the Pasuk states, Vinisata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, means that although Reuven will not be Chayiv Misa, as Lemaisi was Niskavin Laragazeh, Baharagazeh, therefore he is Pater Misa. However, the Pasuk teaches us that Reuven is Chayiv to pay for the value of this woman to her Yarshim. The Gemara explains, Zuchad Rebbe, and this is like the Limud that Rebbe taught us, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Rebbe Oimer, when the Pasuk states, Vinisata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Mamun, it refers to a payment of money. How do we know this refers to money if maybe the Torah literally means that we would have to kill Reuven for killing Rachel? And Rebbe explains, Nemr Nesina Lamata, that the Pasuk in Pasha Mishpatim in Perichof Aleph, Pasuk of Gimel states, Vim Asin Yiv, Nesata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, and we see that the Torah uses Lashon Nesina, and we continue on Daf Ayin Tesam Beis, Vinemr Nesina Lamayla, and the Pasuk beforehand in Pasuk of Beis, the Pasuk states, Vichi Yinatsu Anashim, Vinakfu Ishara, and once again, the Torah uses the lashon v'nosan, and since the word v'nosan in parakhav beis certainly refers to mamin, therefore, when the pasuk states v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, it also refers to mamin. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that we just saw two different shitas. We saw that the rabbanon hold that niskaven laragazeh v'haragazeh, and if Reuven had kavanah to kill Shimon and ultimately he killed Rachel, that Reuven would even be chayiv misa. And then we saw lefi the shita Rav Shimon that holds niskaven laragazeh v'haragazeh is pata, that even though Reuven won't be chayiv misa, but as Rebbe taught us, v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, and Reuven will be chayiv to pay money to the yorshim of Rachel. And our Gemara will now continue and bring a third shita, as Amar Rava hide the Tanit v'chizkia mafka mid Rebbe u'mafka mid Rabbanan, that the famous shita of the Tanit v'chizkia that we learned in Masechet Ksubos will actually be chaylik on Rebbe and be chaylik on the shita of Rabbanon, the Tanit v'chizkia, and as they taught in the Braisa and the Yeshiva of Chizkia, that the pasuk in Pashas Emor states umaka behem yishamena umaka adam yumas. Therefore, we compare maka adam and maka behema, and ma maka behema lechalakduba ben sheg lemeze ben miskaven l'sheinu miskaven ben derech yirida l'derech aliyah l'paitrei mamon el l'chayvei mamon. That just like we know when Reuven is mazik someone else's animal, that the Torah is not mechalik and doesn't give any pturim, and we know that adamu la'ilam, and the Torah is not mechalik between when a person is shegig or mezid or he's miskaven or ainu miskaven, or if it's derech yirida or derech aliyah. In all cases, he's not potter for mamon. And if Reuven damages Shimon's behema, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay for the damages they caused to Shimon's animal. And therefore, af maka adam leitachlik by ben shegig lemezid ben miskaven l'sheim miskaven ben derech yirida l'derech aliyah l'chayvim mamon el l'paitrei mamon. And the Torah also teaches us that if someone hits a person and kills a person, then since if he would kill him and there would be Edim and Asra, then Reuven would be Chayim Misa, and the Din of Kamnei Rabbanei would apply, and he would not be Chayim Mamin. Therefore, there is no chiluk between a case of Shegi and Mezid, or Miskavin or Emiskavin, or Derech Rida and Derech Aliyah, and in all cases, Reuven will be Potter and won't have to pay for any damages. And the Gemara will explain this further, but ultimately, this is the famous klal of Chayim Misa Shegin is Peturim Mitashlumin. Therefore, we now have three Shitais, as according to the Chachamim, then if Reuven is Niskaven to kill Shimon and ultimately he kills Rachel, then Reuven will be Chai Misa. And according to Rav Shimon, Lefi the Shita of Rebbe, then if Reuven intended to kill Shimon and ultimately he kills Rachel, then although Reuven will not be Chai Misa, but Reuven will be Chayiv to pay for the value of this woman to the Yarshim. And according to this Tanit v'Chizkia, not only will Reuven be Potrim Misa, but it will also be Potrim Mitashlumin. And our Gemara now continues and explains this idea as Maisha Miskaven, as when the Brisa stated that Reuven was not miskaven, what does that mean? As ilei mishim miskaven klal, as if Reuven didn't have any kavana, haynu shoygig, then this would be the same as shoygig. And the Brisa already stated leitachlik bay ben shoygig lemezid and lepshita sheim miskaven lezeh el lezeh, and it must be that we're referring to a case where Reuven did not have kavana to hit Rachel, and he only had kavana to hit Shimon. Miktani lechayv mamon el lepetri mamon, and the Brisa tells us that Reuven will not be chayv mamon, and he'll be potter from paying any tashlumin. And the Gemara continues, v'ibak talu, and if we will say that the Tanit v'Chizkia holds like the Chachamim, that miskaven laragazev, haragazev is chayiv misa, so my itzruch l'mitri mamin, then what would be the chiddush that Reuven is potter from paying tashlumin? Certainly there's a klal of kol nib ramne, alav shmamino, labak talu, v'labam menu, and therefore it's muchach that the Tanit v'Chizkia holds like Rav Shimon, that Niskaven Lahar Gezev, Har Gezev's Potah, even though Reuven ultimately will not be Chayim Misa, but even so, Reuven will not be Chayim to pay for the woman's value and will not have to pay the Yashim. And clearly, Tanavei Chizkiah is Chaylik on the Shita of Rebbe, and at least in regard to this din, Rebbe is Chaylik on Tanavei Chizkiah. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us see Rashi and Dibur Maskel Derech Aliyah, where the Gemara stated, Ma Maka Behim Lechalakdaba Ben Shoygan Lemezid Ben Miskavin Leishayin Miskavin Ben Derech Yeridal Derech Aliyah Le Patron Mammon Al Chayvin Mammon and Zak Rashi Le Shaykh Le Misne Gav Behima, that really the concept of Derech Aliyah doesn't pertain Ben a gay person that hurts a Behima El Mishun De Adam Eshkham Be Chilak Bahari Beshaygig Derech Yerid Chayv Golis Aval Derech Aliyah Bahari Yimayis Yaday Potami Golis Dechsiv Vayapal Lo Vayomas Derech Nefilo Beinon and Agav the second part of the Brisa which speaks about Maka Adam, that there is a chiluk between Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah. Therefore, the Brisa also uses the lashon of Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah legabi Maka Behema. And we continue with the new Mishnah: Reitzeach Shnis Arab Bachirim Kulam Pturin. If a Reitzeach gets mixed up with others, then all of them will be pata. And Rabbi Yehuda Imber Koinsenis Lekipa. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you will place all of them into a jail cell. And as Rashi states, V'shem Machil Eisan Tzairim Ad Shetibaka Kreson, which is based on the Gemara and that Pei Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara will explain exactly what this case is referring to and where there's a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda. And the Mishnah continues, Kol Chayv Misa Shinis Arvu Ze Beze Nidoinim Mikala, that if there are multiple people that are Chayv Misa's Bezdin and they're all mixed up together and you're not sure which Misa applies to which person, then we will give the most Kal Misa that is applicable to this group, to everyone in the group. And as Rashi states, Nidoinim Mikala Me'ach Shinis Arvu V'atamaka Mi'a M'chui V'sachamura U'mi'a M'chui V'sakala Iyati v'shoy l'hachmer lov l'meishchul l'mis chamura shlo nischaye ba el yidoyne b'kalo sh'yeshtom b'chlal chamura. And the Mishnah continues that based on this previous din, so there will be a machlekes between Rav Shimon and Chachamim, which is l'shitasam, as we learned previously, that the Chachamim hold that the order of the Misais are skila sreifa hereg v'chenek, and Rav Shimon holds that the order of the Misais are sreifa skila chenek and hereg. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us haneskolim b'nesrafim, that if there is one person that's chaya skila and he gets mixed up and becomes misarev with many people that are chayav sreifa, so even though generally we should go based on raiv, and therefore everyone should be chayav sreifa, however, Rav Shimon Oymen, Nidoinim b'skila, sha sreifa chamura, that even so, we will give all of them skila, and not sreifa, because sreifa is more chamur, and therefore we can't give sreifa to a person that was only chayav skila, and only had a sreifa for skila, the chum Oymen, Nidoinim b'sreifa, sha skila chamura, however, the chacham hold that all of them would be chayav sreifa, as skila is more chamur. And the Mishnah continues, Amalhan Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon says to Chachamim, Ilu loyos sreifa chamura, lo nitnu l'bas kain shezinza, that it must be that sreifa is most chamur, as if it wasn't so chamur, then the Torah wouldn't have specified that a bas kain that was mezana will be chayav sreifa. And as Rashi points out, Shavirasa chamura, Shemachalel sasaviyah, kid amu ba'aba mises, Shenoigim b'ychoyal, however, Amuloi, the Chacham responded to Rav Shimon, Ilu loyos skila chamura, lo nitnu l'mgadev, lo ivervedis chavim, that if skila would not be the most chomer, then it wouldn't be given to someone that cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or someone who's Oved Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi states, Shepashin Yada Be'ikar. And finally, the Mishnah continues and once again brings a machlekes between Rav Shimon and Chachamim based on their own shitas regarding Sayef and Chenek, as Hanorogim ben Echlokin. If one person that's Chayef Sayef gets mixed up with multiple people that are Chayef Chenek, so Rav Shimon Oymen B'Sayef, Rav Shimon says that we don't follow Raiv and instead we go with the Misak Hala, which is Sayef, and Chacham Oymen B'Chenek, the Chacham hold that Chenek is the most Kal of all the Misais, and therefore we will give all of these people Chenek and not Sayef, and we will stop over here.